Blog Talk Radio. Any graven images. What is that? Do you want a cross around your neck? point, jewelry. What is it you like to put around your neck? Or you like rings or what have you? You should not do that. You're putting other gods or images, graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is earth in earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor give or not serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities. Iniquity means sin of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That was the second commandment. This is the third commandment. Shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. So when you're taking the Lord's name in vain, you may be cursing him or saying something that you should not say, that taketh his name in vain. You know, don't use his name for useless things. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, it's holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy man servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Do you know what Sabbath means? Of course you do. It means, yeah, you're right. It means Saturday. And do you know what hallowed means? That means holy. So you know that the seventh day is a Saturday, and that's the day that you will keep holy and rest on that day. Commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, the days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth you. Well, he has given us the land of Israel. We are over here in America. And I say that because when you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, those are the curses. No other nation has gone through the curses that are listed in the Bible with us black folks. Those who are over there calling themselves Jews are not. They don't want to pay attention and hate to, for you to say that they are not the real Jews. They are children of Satan. It's in the Bible. That's why I tell you to read the Bible. Read Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as in Revelation chapter 3 and 9. It'll tell you that they are the children of Satan. Let me tell you what verse number, not verse number 6, but the sixth law is. Thou shalt not kill. That means that you should not go around listening to American law. We are in this country, but we should not some of their laws. It says, thou shalt not kill. When you have an abortion, you're killing. You may not know it now, but I'm telling you that you are. That's what you're doing. Thou shalt, the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That means to be faithful to your spouse, your husband, or your wife. Be faithful to each other. Don't go around having a husband. Don't go around having a girlfriend and your wives. Don't go around having a boyfriend. Be faithful unto your husband. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What if our Father had not given us these commandments? Would you go around doing those things? You're not supposed to, even though some of you do. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why should you lie on your neighbor? Why shall you bear false witness on your neighbor? The tenth commandment, the final commandment. Now, I think it's in Isaiah chapter 10 where it says, you study law upon law. Not just these 10 commandments you to do, but they are the main ones that you are supposed to follow. Thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious of thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Don't be envious of your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his, the word here is ass, but I'll tell you, that word is donkey. That's another word for donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor. There are more laws, and as I read to you, we will try and discover some of these. Now, sheep, I want you to turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. There are some things that I know that I want you to know. Chapter 5, and I will start reading it to you. I also want you to know that when I was in school many years ago, my professor said that, what was his name? It'll come to me in a minute. I had written it down somewhere. You are not to, you know how you like to worship that idol they call Jesus Christ? That's, he told me that you all considered Jesus Christ. That was Michelangelo's cousin. So I'm telling you, sheep, not to bow down to that idol. All those people were made of the ground. You have different shapes of the ground. You should not bow down to the white idols. They, in Revelation 1 and 14, it says that it talks about Jesus Christ having hair like wool and feet of brass in verse 15. So that's why I tell you, sheep, to study your Bibles. Don't be, you've been a fool for so long. You've been lied to for so long. Let me get to what I want to read to you for the rest of the Bible study. It says, I want you to read Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 16 until I read to verse 19. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the laws. Do you hear this from a preacher out in Pontiac, Michigan? You will never turn back to the Old Testament. But this is Jesus talking. He says, think not that I have come to destroy the laws or the prophets. I am come to destroy, but not. I am not come to destroy. Now, let me read that again. That's verse 17 of chapter 5. I skipped the word. I didn't mean to. I want you to understand what I'm saying. I want you to know as much as I know and meditate on and think about. It says, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, how heaven and earth pass. Wait a minute. I think that word is still. I'm having difficulty seeing today. I ran out of those eye pills from the from where I go and get my health food. So I'm not seeing that well today, but I'm going to read to you as best as I can. I think that word is still, not all. I'll start over at verse 18 again. Excuse me, I had to burp. See, I didn't mean to burp in your ears. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. All has not been fulfilled. Our Father in heaven has to take us back to the promised land, and He is coming. I have an old history book, and I read it. I found that book. I had lost it, but I found it again. And it says, I think it says July the 19th. So, coming back. In Genesis, write that down now, sheep. In Genesis chapter 15, where is God speaking to Abraham himself. And I think it's around Genesis maybe 14, 15, 16. I want you to read the entire chapter where it tells you that he tells Abraham that his children were going to be in a strange land and we would not know their language. And I'm having a difficulty trying to learn the language still, old as I am. I want you to read that chapter, and it says that for 400 years we will be slaves. Our 400 year will be up in June or July. I can't remember what the history book says. I found it, and I need to go back over it and read it again, where two slaves were brought to America in Jamestown, Virginia. And so that's when our service, and don't forget about the Dutch shipmen brought us over here. They have a part in that too. So they were selling us for bondsmen and bondswomen. I'll be glad when I get to the book of Deuteronomy, we'll read that chapter to you, and I want you all to understand that I'm not telling you a lie. I'm telling you the truth. It's written in the Bible. Where was I? In verse 5, number 18, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And that chapter in Genesis chapter 15 has not been fulfilled. Our Father has not come and gotten us. They are, the people over there are not, we are. And I want them to stop killing us. Father, they're killing us over here while we're waiting on you. And hopefully you will come and make all, everybody know. Hopefully I will get to Deuteronomy before you come and read the whole chapter to them. Or read the whole Bible to them. Verse 19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments shall teach men to do so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, sheep, I want you to turn over to, you're still in chapter 5. Now, I want you to turn over to chapter 6 of Matthew and read verse 17. Did you write that down? Chapter 6 and verse 17. I read to you from just now from Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 through 19. Now I want to read to you Matthew 6, verses 17 and 18. And if you will, sheep, I want you to do that for me. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thine appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So let's try to start fasting from Sunday at 8 o'clock until Tuesday. After Tuesday, my program at 11 o'clock. After that, we will come back, start to eat again. Eat something light. And for those of you who are sickly, if you cannot wait that long, then by all means, do not wait that long. Try to save yourself. And if you can, however many hours you can fast, then you do that. Now, before I get into the day's lesson, I want to say a quick prayer. Let me say one to you. Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for all the things that you have done for us, the many things you have done for us, those of us who believe in you. Thank you for your love for us humans, that you died for us. Not only you died, but you came back for us. You rose from the grave to save us from the grave itself. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for protecting us always, keeping natural disasters away from us here in Detroit, Michigan, as well as protecting us from chemical disaster. I look at what's going on in the West Coast and other parts of the country where there are flooding and a lot of snow. You have protected us from that, and we, sheep, thank you. Thank you. We just thank you, Father. And we love you for keeping us safe from all that mess, keeping us, don't let heaven open up this weapon. Well, keep the snow from us as well as natural disasters. Father, we thank you for blessing us to open up our eyes and ears and our minds so that we can understand that we are in fact the children of Israel, and that those who are in our land are the children of Satan. They don't want to hear that. They really don't want to hear that. Father, thank you for giving us good health and sound mind, as well as prosperity. We thank you for restoring us in your kingdom, Heavenly Father. better known to many of us as Jesus the Christ. We thank you for saving us and restoring us in our mind. Well, I'm going to let you know who I am. This is the Feed My Sheep show, and we come on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath evening to everyone. You know, the Sabbath starts from Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I tell you to read from the, my program tells you, I read from the New King James Bible, but that's incorrect. I actually read from the King James Bible, the old print and all of that. So I need to change that where it's not where it says New King James Bible, but I don't read from the New King James Bible. I read from the old King James Bible where there's a bigger print where I can see. Excuse me, I got a bit of excuse me, everyone. I had to belch. I read from the old King James Bible version of the Bible. Now, Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep and everyone else have your pen, paper, and pencil, have notebooks and cell phones and iPads and all the electronic gadgets. I want you to write these Bible verses down that I have mentioned to you. I really want you, I just read to you Matthew chapter 5, I think it was verses 16 through 19, and then from Matthew chapter 6, verses, I forgot what verses they were. Let me turn my Bible back to there quickly if I can. Oh, Lord. It was Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 and 18 about anointing your head. Before, I also read to you the 10th commandment. Now, there are more commandments that are given to you in the book, the Bible book, but there are, I think it's in Isaiah, where it says, Isaiah chapter 10, where it says precept. I need to look that up. My whole chapter is about to pass. We are in Numbers chapter 17. I have read to you verses 14 and 15, and I want to read to you chapter 17 at least, and then start in chapter 18 of Numbers. Let's go there and read what you're hearing. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon them, upon the rod. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. So of the 12 tribes of Judah, one rod, the rod of Aaron, from the rod of Levi, will be in that house, and thou shalt lay them up in the congregation of before the testimony, where I will meet with you, And let me read verse 4 again. Chapter, we're in Numbers, chapter 17, verse 4. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle, the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from the noise, from the murmuring of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. Verse 6, and Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of the princes gave him a rod, a piece, for each prince, one according to their father's house, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses said, verse 7, and Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witnesses. And it came to pass that on morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witnesses, and behold, let me read that verse 8 again. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron there was, the house of Levi was budded and brought forth buds and bloomed blossom and yielded almonds. Now, see, what did he, his rod do? You're right. It did bud, and it, what else did it do? It bloomed, and what else? It yielded almonds. Don't forget that sheep. And Moses brought out of the rod for the Lord. Let me read verse 9 again. And Moses brought out the rod from before the Lord unto the children of Israel. And they looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before me, before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away. They shall, let me read that again. Verse 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels. Thou shalt quiet, take away their murmuring from me, that they die not. Now that's why I want you to seek to read the Bible for yourself. Verse 11. And Moses did so, as the Lord commanded, did he. And the children of Israel spake unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish. We all perish, whosoever cometh anything here. near unto the tabernacle, the Lord shall, let me read verse 19 again. And I need to see better, Father, and help my eyesight. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? And that is the end of chapter 17. It's a quick read. And let me start in verse 18. You know what? I think I will probably end at verse, I'm going to start at verse 18 next week, because there are some things that I may want to say to you all. See, I think that I probably will. I know I will. Let me just circle. Chapter 18 is what I want you to read for Tuesday's lesson. Hopefully, I will go to the Monday and get some health food for reading for my eyesight. It helps me. And I ran out of pills, and I didn't go today. I should have gone today, but I didn't. And so I had to suffer the consequences. But no matter what, I will try to bring to you sleep. And all those of you who are listening that are not sick, I will try to bring to you the word of our Heavenly Father. Now, don't forget that I want you to start fasting tonight around 8 o'clock. And we are going to fast all the way up until after my program Tuesday at 11. After I finish that, then you can go back and start eating and get to eat light. So, excuse me, so that you won't, I'm just having the dust, so that you won't make yourself sick. Remember that to anoint yourself, anoint yourself and wash your face and start your fast. Let's have a closing word of prayer to our Heavenly Father. Father, which art in heaven, we want to thank you so much for being our Father, for protecting us from the evil one. If you don't know who the evil one is, that is Satan. And I tell you, sheep, Satan is always trying to attack me with one thing or another. He may even hurt my feelings sometimes. And I try to be good. And I really do. I try to follow the teaching of our Father in heaven. And I try not to judge. I don't want to be judged. But, Father, thank you for watching over us and protecting us and keeping us away from the evil one. As in James chapter 5, verse 4 and 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back to speak with you all Tuesday. Now, there are some other things that I want you sheep to know, that I know. And I just believe that our Father in heaven is going to come in June. But if he does not come, you wait on him, and we will read the Bible together as much as we can, because he said to study, to show yourself approved. Didn't he tell you that? Yes, he did. He told you that. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, till you have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. We don't want that. No, we done. And then there is chapter 2 of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15. It says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shun from profane and vain babbling, they will increase more unto God ungodliness. Also, sheep, I want you to know this. I want you to look up Gilgamesh. He said what he told about a flood. He told Moses about, Moses tells his flood about 200 years after. Gilgamesh is spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-A. He is from Mesopotamia. I don't know why they changed his name of these different countries. Ever since I was a child, from the fifth grade, I wanted to go over into Mesopotamia. But I want to go wherever my Father in heaven puts me when he comes back again. Also, I want you to look up the word Visigoth. That's spelled V-I-S-I-G-O-T-H-S. They were, they are the people who sacked the Romans. They are from Western Germany. I think I remember that. It's from Western Germany, long time ago. I was taught, I want you to know as much as I know. And of course, Moses had, not Moses, but Jacob had four wives. And they don't tell you where Leah and her sister were from. They don't tell you what nation, where they were from, but they were all black folks. And Esau was the light one. He was the albino. There were no white folks back then. They're strictly albino. Now, I have this t-shirt. There's the 12 tribes of Israel. And it says that they were the Mexicans and their
father.
And all that. I have a hope that
help your children. Don't let them fall by the side.
I don't want to be lying
of the road.
Those white folks that said that he came to a black
love one another.
To a black woman, and they would tell you that
heaven might
find
a place in their heart. And I know he loves forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he
goodbye for now. See you. Hopefully, God will let me see you Tuesday.